From her front porch in Evans City, Pennsylvania, Janet McIntyre looks out at a wooded rural landscape. McIntyre talks about her well water like a cherished friend.
We never ran out of water. We never ever had a problem with our water. It was cold coming out of the spigot, just as if you went, you know, to a regular spring and got it. It was gorgeous water.
Then one night, McIntyre got sick. She had a bad headache and vomited. When her husband Fred went for a glass of water and turned on the spigot, it spewed out smelly foam.
He hollers back and he said, "Janet, there's something wrong with, I think I know why we're sick. There's something wrong with our water."
They've stopped drinking their well water. Janet McIntyre blames nearby gas drilling activity. 10 wells, a compressor station, and multiple drilling waste ponds are located near her house. Neighbor Kim McAvoy says her water turned black and that she had similar symptoms.
My fingernails started growing downward. My hair was falling out. I'd get dizzy.
The gas company tested the water. Initial tests showed McAvoy's was high in arsenic and heavy metals. McIntyre's contained toluene, a toxic oil-related compound. Now, months later, new company tests say the water is safe to drink, although trace chemicals are still present. 3 million households in Pennsylvania get their drinking water from private wells, yet the state has no rules on their location, design, testing, or treatment. That means well water contamination could result from poor well construction or failing septic systems, or from gas migrating naturally out of adjacent rock or leaking from abandoned mines. But McAvoy thinks the gas companies are responsible too. Over the past year, she and McIntyre have called on township officials, testified at local hearings, and joined in protests. They want the drilling stopped. Fracking is banned in and around the city of Pittsburgh, and it's under a moratorium in the nearby states of New York and Maryland until health and environmental risks are assessed. The fracking issue is also playing out in the U.S. Congress. Ohio lawmaker Bob Gibbs, whose state stands to gain jobs and revenue from gas development, backs the industry. In a House of Representatives hearing on hydraulic fracturing, Gibbs questioned the head of Pennsylvania's Department of Environmental Protection, Michael Crancer.
Secretary Crancer, I believe there's over 3,500 Marcellus shale wells in Pennsylvania, which obviously are all fracked. What's your record?
We have about 4,000, you're right. Fracking has never caused groundwater contamination in Pennsylvania. Fracking simply doesn't do that, and there's still not a documented case.
But a new draft report released by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency disputes those claims. Preliminary results of the 3-year federal study in Pavilion, Wyoming, show chemicals associated with hydraulic fracturing gas wells in the area are turning up in the groundwater. The EPA findings add weight to the complaints of Pennsylvania landowners like Kim McAvoy and Janet McIntyre. Steve Hosdovich is the Marcellus Shale Campaign Director with the Pennsylvania Chapter of Clean Water Action. He says the industry in his state needs closer scrutiny. In 2010 alone, the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection cited gas drillers 1,200 times for operational violations, half of them with potential for environmental damage.
We're talking about improper construction of frack pits. We're talking about improper disposal of wastewater. We're talking about improper cement casing jobs, which are designed to protect our groundwater aquifers. We're talking about the venting of hazardous gas.
All this worries University of Pittsburgh School of Public Health professor Bernard Goldstein. He says fracking has already been linked to higher levels of bromide in the water, which is highly toxic. He believes fracking might also release more radioactivity and arsenic into the groundwater. He advocates doing more baseline studies before drilling and taking a more comprehensive look at the Marcellus Shale activity.
We know too little. We're running ahead as if we're absolutely sure no problem is going to occur without doing the necessary studies. The gas isn't going away, so the question that I have is why are we rushing into this?
Eyes are now focused on the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Beyond its Wyoming report, the EPA is completing a more comprehensive study, requested by Congress in 2010, of the impact hydraulic fracturing might be having on local water supplies. Initial findings are due in 2012. In the meantime, Janet McIntyre says she plans to continue her fight.
I want my water back. I want my air back. I want it back. They took it from me. I want it back.
Reporting from Pennsylvania, I'm Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News.